Coming up today, Dick Beardsley and I discuss the upcoming Lukens Village Foods United Way Fishing Tournament. He gives us a little fishing update, too, while he's here. And it's Lake of the Weekday.
I got my fishing pool keys, tackle box in my hand. Gonna cast a few lines with my toes in the sand. Pulling in a big catch makes me feel like a man. But the wife, she just don't understand. I love walleye, perch, trout, and bass. And if you don't like fishing, you can kiss my four-stroke right in the back. Cause the fishes all tremble at the thought of me when I'm fishing Paul Bunyan Country.
This is Fishing Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. Well, we're checking in with Dick Beardsley today. We're going to be talking about the exciting Lukens Village Foods United Way Fishing Tournament in just a little bit. But, Dick, you're coming back from some old stomping grounds for you, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm just coming back home to Bemidji, Kev, from the Detroit Lakes area. I had a guide trip down there this morning, and normally, unless I get a three-quarter or a full-day trip, I normally don't go over to DL, but this grandpa and grandma contacted me a few months ago, and they live in Moorhead, and they were looking for a four-hour trip for their 13-year-old grandson that just had a birthday, so I told them that wouldn't be a problem, and I love seeing young kids, you know, getting out fishing, and I'll tell you, Kev, we had a ball. I took them bass fishing, and in fact, the grandson, Noah, he caught a little over a 20-inch largemouth bass. So
nice.
That's a big fish.
Yes, it is. Well,
yeah,
go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, so we caught a lot of bass and caught some pike, and we just really had a fun time, and it was a gorgeous morning out on the water, finally.
What lake were you fishing?
We were on Eagle Lake, so it's kind of between Detroit Lakes and Frazee, and it's not a real big lake, but it's a really good bass lake, and we were the only boat out there. The 4 hours, we were out there from 8 to noon, and the only boat out there, and we saw eagles soaring and a couple of loons, and the bass bite was good, so it was just a great morning to be out on the water.
Oh, man, great. That sounds like a great day.
Absolutely.
Well, how's the fishing been in general in our neck of the woods?
Well, it's been pretty good. The bass fishing's been really, really good. But I tell you, Kev, I don't know, maybe some other folks are doing better than me, but, boy, the walleye bite on Lake Bemidji, I've been out there the last few days with some guide trips, and it's really slowed down. I don't know if it was that bug bite that we had a week and a half ago or what, but, yeah, it's a little bit of a slump right now. At least it is for me, but you know, we're getting some fish, but boy, you really got to work for them. And I mean, like yesterday I was out there, we got a few on a jig and a minnow and a, you know, a couple on a live bait rig and a leech and crawler, but yeah, we really had to work for them. We did catch a few really nice pike out on Bemidji. You know, it seems like you don't catch a lot of pike out there like on some of the lakes, but the ones you catch out on Bemidji are usually pretty good size. So we got a couple yesterday that were, you know, 30, 32 inches, and those are fun to catch.
Oh, absolutely. Big fighters and action and very cool. One of the things, we sure haven't had a lot of stable weather lately either. That can't help.
No, Kev. I really believe that's got to be something about it because typically, Bemidji's going really strong, you know, this time of the year. But you're right, it's been, even yesterday, when we were out there, you know, we started out and it was, the morning was kind of nice. And then, I don't know, about 10:30, the clouds rolled in and the wind picked up. And then these clouds just kept circling and started raining. And then just as we were getting off the lake about, I don't know, 3 o'clock or so, a little before 3, I guess it was thundering and stuff. So it's been a you know, it's been a crazy spring now, summertime, and I think you're right, Kev. I think if we can get some, you know, 5, 6, 7 days of just kind of some nice, tranquil, nice weather, I think that could bode real good for anglers on Bemidji area lakes.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about the Lucas Village Foods United Way fishing tournament. I had Tracy Pogon last week and talked about it. But, Dick, you've been working with the United Way trying to get something going here for the last 2 years, and now it looks like we're going to make it happen. But as so many things in 2020, we had to make it a little different than we maybe would have originally anticipated.
Yeah, I actually like the format, Kev. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and number, in my opinion, on tournaments, whether it be bass, walleye, whatever, is number one concern's got to be the safety of the fish and whatnot, and you know, getting them back in the water quickly. And I tell you what, with the format we're going with, which some of the other tournaments now have had to do that, it's catch, photo, and release. So it's really kind of neat, you know, the fish is out of the water for just a very short period of time. You don't put them in your live well, so there's no, you know, bouncing around to the fish when you're traveling across the lake. You know, you catch one, you take a picture of it on your board, your measuring board, and then you put it back in the lake and off it goes. So I'm really excited about it, Kev. It's and also something different is, you know, normally when there's a walleye tournament, it's for walleyes. If there's a bass tournament, it's for bass. Our first annual bass and walleye combination tournament, catch, photo, and release, is July 24th through the 26th, and it's not just a one-day tournament. It's got a lot of neat things going on, Kev, that I think the anglers out there will find it a lot of fun, and it's a great time. You can win some good cash prizes. Plus, it's a, you know, like my partner for the trip is my little fishing buddy Sam Alamano. He's 7 years old, and man, we're going to go out there and give it our best shot. So it's going to be a lot of fun for everybody.
Oh, it is, absolutely, and I think it's a great opportunity, like you say, for a parent and a child to spend a weekend together fishing, maybe winning some money, maybe not, but getting to maybe try some bass fishing that you maybe don't do that often. I just think there's a lot of cool things with this tournament.
Oh, absolutely, Kevin, and the neat thing about it is, too, is, you know, now with this COVID thing starting to lighten up just a little bit, you know, people are, you know, they're wanting to do this and that, and the nice thing about this is, you know, the tournament starts on the morning of July 24th, which is a Friday at 7 a.m., so you can fish all day Friday if you want. You can fish all night long. You can fish all day Saturday if you want, all night long. And then as long as you're done by 2 o'clock on Sunday, you know, you're good to go. So, you know, if you don't have the whole weekend to fish or you only have one day to fish, there's still an opportunity to win some money, at least get out there and maybe you want to pursue bass, maybe just walleye, or maybe you want to go both. And, you know, based on 100 boats, hopefully that we'll get, and, you know, $3,000 if you win the bass tournament for the first place, same for the walleye. There's some anglers out there that, you know, they might catch 5 big bass and 5 big walleyes, and they could win the whole kit and caboodle. So it's really kind of an exciting thing and very unique for tournaments, and I'm very excited about it.
The Lucas Village Foods United Way Fishing Tournament. Dick Beardsley and I discussing that topic. We'll have more next. This is Fish and Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. Fish and Paul Bunyan Country, Dick Beardsley, my guest. We're both working on the Lucas Village Foods United Way Fishing Tournament coming up at the end of July. It's going to be a great tournament. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And Dick, you know, there's so many good anglers here, and again, a couple of guys that fish together a lot and say, you know what, we could probably get 5 big walleyes and 5 big bass in the course of 3 days, especially when we can choose any lake in Beltrami, Hubbard, and Clearwater County.
Yes, and Kev, that's what makes it even more exciting. We're not just glued, you know, cued in on one particular lake. It's any lake in Hubbard, Clearwater, and Beltrami County. So, boy, you know, there's lots of choices to go out there. And, you know, we've got some lakes in the area that maybe don't produce great numbers of walleyes, but they produce big fish, so that's an option. Or, you know, I think in my playbook, Sam and I are probably going to go out walleye fishing right away, try to get 5 measured, you know, fish that we can measure, and then and then we'll probably go hunting for some big bass and see what we can do. So, no, it's a real unique tournament, and I really hope that the anglers out there, believe me, you don't need to be a professional angler to be part of this tournament. It's going to be a lot of fun, and, of course, it supports our Bemidji United Way, which, you know, serves people in Beltrami and Clearwater and Hubbard County, and it's such a great organization, and they serve so many different nonprofits and trying to help people, and it's a great cause. And for a $200 entry fee, you've got a chance to not only give back to the community, but also, you know, a chance to put some cold hard cash into your pocket.
Yeah. There could be six winners, there could be three winners, who knows? It depends on how they combo it up. But, you know, the United Way, Dick, you've been a big supporter for a long time, as have I. But we really saw what they can do and what they bring to the community this spring when a lot of people lost their jobs, when, you know, services were being strained, and they were able to get an emergency fund put together and help the agencies and people even more. They don't stand around and do a drive. They are very active in making sure they can do everything they can for community and community members. So I can't say enough good things about the United Way.
I can't either, Kev. You know, Danae and Shannon and Annie, what a team. And they do. They are hard-working gals. They really are. And they're always got something going on. And we're just very blessed to have, you know, the type of United Way like we have in Bemidji, that's for sure.
The way this tournament will be kept tabs on, of course, is through the Fish Donkey app, which you can just download from your app store and get it on your phone. And you basically take your pictures with the ruler, and the Fish Donkey app takes it from there. You'll get a text whenever there's a change in the leaderboard. It's pretty amazing, and I think it's going to make for a really exciting 3 days to keep tabs just through the Fish Donkey app.
Oh, Kev, that's what I'm excited about, too, because, you know, you're exactly right. You can keep tabs on how everybody else is going. So if you've got, and it's all measured in inches, so let's say you're out there and you've got 65 inches of bass or whatever it might be, and you're leading, and all of a sudden you see the leaderboard go up to 75. It's like, man, it starts putting a little pressure on you, but it's a fun kind of a pressure, and I think it's going to be just a fun event. And you know, and you can register right on that Fish Donkey app, and you just go on there download it, and you go to tournaments, and ours is already on there, so you can get registered up, and it is really going to be a lot of fun, and I hope this first year event goes off well, because I could see this becoming a tradition here, just like the KC Walleye Classic.
Yeah, and you know, who knows what we can do in the future when things maybe are a little more normalized, but we've still found a really cool way to have a really cool tournament and do it uniquely, I think. And I've been listening to, you know, some of the other tournaments that are fundraisers, and $3,000 in prize money for two different categories is actually quite generous.
It really is, Kev. Absolutely, and for a $200 entry fee, you know, most of the walleye tournaments that are, you know, that put on by clubs and things like that, you know, you're looking at, you know, $250 tournament for a one, maybe 2 day tournament, and ours is $200, and the payout is really good for the top three teams, and it's going to be a ball, but the main thing is it's going to raise a lot of money for United Way of Bemidji, plus it gives an opportunity for you know, maybe, like you said earlier, a dad and his son, or a mom and their son or daughter getting out there and you know, fishing for in a tournament. It's going to expose some of these younger kids to that. And you know, now with the high school bass fishing leagues that they have and high school fishing teams now, I think we're going to get a lot of young folks out there. And I'm telling you, Cal, I've seen some of these high school kids, the way they can whip a bait underneath the dock, it's unbelievable. I tell you what, I'm embarrassed when I cast compared to those kids, let me tell you.
It's going to be a lot of fun, certainly, and we're going to be talking more about it as we get closer, but I just want to let people know they can go to UnitedWayBemidji.org for more information. They can give them a call at the United Way office, 218-444-8929, or they can just go to their app store and download the Fish Donkey app and click on the tournament and get registered and paid for it right here, right now. Please do that. Keep it in mind. It's coming up down the road, the last weekend, essentially, in July, July 24th, 25th, and 26th. In the meantime, Dick, if we're going to get out fishing here this next week, what do you recommend?
Well, you know, it's that time of the year, Kev, when, you know, spinner rigs and crawlers or leeches work pretty gosh darn good. Glide bait rigs, same thing. You know, look for those deep water weed lines if you're out there looking for walleyes. And some of those sharper shoreline breaks and the mid lake structure too. And you know me, I'll give her a shot with a jig and a minnow and switch over to the other type of fishing if I have to. And if you're looking for some bass, want to do a little practicing, I'm telling you right now they're hitting plastics off those deep water weed edges and you will have an absolute ball. And if you're out there looking for a few panfish for the frying pan, the crappies, the bluegills, they've moved out to some of those 8 to 10-foot cabbage areas. Small jigs and minnows or plastics, you'll catch some decent fish out there. So, the weather looks like it's going to start getting a little nicer, I think, and fishing should be picking up, and it's going to be a great time to be out there on the water.
Hey, Dick, you still got any spots available if people want to use your services?
Well, I got a few, but, you know, and not a lot, but, you know, every once in a while you get a cancellation or something. So if anybody wants to contact me, they can sure do that at 218-556-7172, or you can go to my website, dickbeardsleyfishingguide.com.
Always great to have Dick Beardsley on the show. Hey, Dick, thanks for taking the time, and have a great day.
Hey, you too, Kev. Always great being on with you. Thank you.
And once again, please check it out, UnitedWayBemidji.org. Find out the details on the fishing tournament, the Lucan's Village Foods United Way Fishing Tournament, also sponsored by Coca-Cola of Bemidji. Really cool tournament. Prizes to the top 9 in both the walleye and the bass division. And again, you can do both, and you could win both for one mere $200 per team entry fee. That's a pretty good deal. This is Fish and Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle.
Lake of the Weekday, Lake of the Weekday, Lake of the Weekday, holy cow!
Once again, we're checking in with the Park Rapids Area Fisheries Office. This time we've got Fisheries Technician Kyle Little joining us. Kyle, thanks for stopping by today.
Hi.
Well, let's talk a little bit about three little lakes in the thick of the Paul Bunyan State Forest. And I think we did it this way once before, mainly because these three lakes are right next to each other. It's Lake 21, Nelson Lake, and Bass Lake, and all three of them are really, Kyle, very small lakes.
Yeah, the largest lake, Nelson, is 40 acres. Lake 21 is 35 acres, and Bass Lake's just a little glorified beaver pond at 21 acres.
Yeah, and we just throw bass in there because it's next to the other two, but really it doesn't seem to be a lot of fishing done there and not a lot of fish in that lake.
In general, but you'll see people, you know, have tracks going in and out of there, so
okay,
must be something going.
Now, as far as 21 and Nelson go, a lot of the similar fisheries and a lot of the species you would expect in a small lake in northern Minnesota. You got some bass, you got some panfish, you got some northerns.
Yep. A few other, you might have some perch in there that might be decent at times, or some rock bass around. And Nelson also supports a few walleye.
Yeah, and I noticed that. There weren't a lot in there, but the ones that were in there, pretty good average size.
Yeah, they averaged 3 pounds. Most of the fish were 15 to 19 inches for walleye in Nelson. And the largest one that we surveyed was 26.8 inches, which is a real nice walleye.
Yeah, and in the northerns, when I look at it, let's see, which one was I looking at here? I got two of them in front of me. On 21, quite a few northern, but an average weight of 3.2 pounds, so good average size of northerns in those two lakes as well.
Yep, the numbers have dropped a little bit, but that can be you know, with fishing pressure on a lake, especially predator fish in a small system like that, it can vary. But it did decline a little bit, but most of the fish are 20 to 24 inches. We did get them up to 29 inches in the last survey.
You know, lakes of this size are not lakes that tons of people go to, but I love to do these Lake of the Weeks just because every now and then I think it's worth, when you live in northern Minnesota, to go explore. And here's a couple of lakes that are sitting in the middle of the Paul Bunyan State Forest, and that's just a unique opportunity in and of itself, whether you catch a lot of fish or not.
Yeah, that Paul Bunyan Forest, you have a lot of room to roam. It's 105,000 acres. The lakes are actually nestled within an area with limitations, which has a lot to do with off-road vehicle use off of the forest roads. But you got the North Country Hiking Trail. There's actually a Gulch Lake campground there and trailhead. You can go up, check out the Gulch Lakes. There's a canoe landing onto those. Lester Lake, which is another lake we manage just to the east of there. It's kind of a unique lake. You got trout fishing around on Crappie Lake not too far away. And I know those have been highlighted on KB101's Lake of the Week in the past. There's some hunter walking trails are real close.
Wow.
But yeah, the three lakes there that you can go fishing in too in the fall or all summer long too.
It's pretty cool. So how do we find our way to these lakes?
I'd recommend trying to get your hands on a Paul Bunyan Forest map. You can probably get those by going to a DNR office. Or I went onto the website and looked it up. I went to the destinations and then clicked on the state forest, and I scrolled down and clicked on Paul Bunyan State Forest, and I could get a map from there. But if you wanted driving directions, to get to Bass Lake Access, I'll search that. You go from LaPorte and go 2 miles west on 200 and turn south on 64 and then go 1.1 miles west to the east on the East Gulch Forest Road and then 0.9 miles north on the Spur 1 Forest Road. And that'll bring you right to the Bass Lake Access. Now, from Bass Lake to get to Nelson, basically just cross the Spur 1 Forest Road, and that'll bring you right to the access. And if you wanted to get to Lake 21 Access, from the Bass Lake Access, you go about a half mile north, and then turn west on the access road, and that'll get you right to Lake 21 Access there.
Okay. And the interesting thing about 21 and Nelson, they are self-contained waters. There's no river to connect them or anything, but neither of those suffer from, well, 21's got plenty of depth, but neither one of those lakes suffer from winter kill, it appears.
Nope, they seem to be going through it just fine. Like I said, Lake 21 has a lot of depth, 51 feet deep, 35 acres, so that's pretty good. Nelson's a little bit shallower at 19 and a half feet with the 40 acres and doing just fine there. So if you're supporting bass, you're doing pretty good on oxygen.
So I'm assuming in these lakes or in the middle of the forest, this is as close to unfettered land as you're going to find outside the Lost 40.
Real unique that way. You can go in, spend your time, canoe around, boat around, see what it was like quite a while ago.
Yeah, no development or anything like that other than the roads to get you there.
Just the roads and the campgrounds around the area. That's as much as you're going to find. Maybe a few ATVs going up and down some forest roads, maybe a little bit of logging around the area, depending upon what's being cut that year. But, yeah, no development whatsoever, just beautiful scenery.
And I'm sure then the loons and the ducks and wildlife just love hanging around that area.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Sounds like a really cool place to check out, especially if you are into the outdoors and a little bit of camping. That's it's ideal.
Yeah. I remember surveying it in 2015. You go in there, and it was a peaceful day. You'd see a couple of people walking around, maybe, but that's about it.
I'm presuming...
Peaceful, listen to the birds.
I like that. And I presume there's not a whole lot of fishing pressure on these lakes.
You might get a little bit from some of the campgrounds around there. You might have people that stop in for a day or two, maybe the weekends a little more, weekdays probably definitely less, but yeah, not a whole ton of traffic around there. Most of it's gonna be foot or just people coming on the access roads to check it out.
All right. Nelson Lake, Lake 21, Bass Lake, three little lakes right in the middle of the Paul Bunyan State Forest, and they are our Lakes of the Week, one of those little gems that are still more or less undiscovered. So all those people who thought it was their secret, I apologize in advance. And Kyle, thanks for your time today. We appreciate it.
Yep, no problem. Thank you very much for the interview.
Fish ale, Bob Barnhill, country, country.